And also I'll talk about Stein-Spring's dilation theorem for that. Before you come to complete positive, we should talk about positive linear mappings first. So basically, LPC's idea is all the structure. So the AB is his algebra. That's Hermitian power of A. So that's a real space, here. Then we got A plus. Element of A star A, this one. And this turned out to be the same as the A square. The square of Hermitian element. Also the same as not as a definition, but just structure theory that you can take the square root as the A there. So a linear map between two C's algebras. It's positive linear mapping. Then phi send the positive cone into the positive cone. That's not tricky. Tricky thing is that because the linear structure may not go along well with the positive cone structure. But still, that become one important thing to preserve the order structure. So one theorem I mentioned. Busso and Dye said that for the case that suppose find a linear map between two C's algebras and find preserved identity. And phi is positive if only phi is contractive. Actually, phi must be norm 1. Preserve the norm there. Actually, the norm become contractive. So here means that phi A is more than norm A. For all A in the algebra. So the contractive is good from Banach space sense. And positive is good for all the structure. So we join those two structures together, related to each other. So this means that from Banach space point of view, positive map very good. Okay, we need a normalization, of course. We can divide by two. We won't be contractive, but it still be positive. So from C-star algebra point of view, with the unital preserving thing. So in some, in the beginning of theory of C-star algebra, people think about contracting map or positive mapping is a natural candidate. F is natural morphism for this algebra. Or contracted linear mappings. For natural morphisms. Or you want the unital preserving with the condition. For natural morphisms. In the category of six algebras.
In the category
of unital six algebras. Because contracting match is the same as positive mapping, so very natural way we come out this to be natural. This work for the computation of algebra, before we come to classical result, they all have already lost the result about contracting their mapping and so on. But it won't work for six algebra. People when they come very quickly, they realize that there are no structure theory even for 3x3 matrix. For positive linear mappings, even from 3x3 to 3x3, we cannot describe completely. We know some example, but we cannot find out all of them. Or to check them, you check by definition. Every partial definition is partial definite. There are infinitely many. There's no finite process. Even to check a linear mapping is positive. Okay, that means that really quickly we have many applications in order structure, but you cannot carry out. Because you need long computation thing, unless you are on computation itself. No hope for application. For real application, they already in early time that people realized that in circuit theory, all kinds of things, you need all the structure. They want to know what kind of linear mapping can do it. They know some good mapping are very good, but then they know there are still many, many maps they cannot write it down. No way to, okay? So this means that we still want to do positive mapping, but we want to put more structure there so that we can describe all of that satisfy certain conditions. Just as this way, as boundary space are contracting mapping, or as the positive mapping, we cannot describe that except by definition. Okay, so we do have theory like that, so good, but there's no global structure theory showing the structure or general positive mapping other than by definition. So next we come to matrix order structure. We put the matrix over this algebra and get something more. Or in the same terminology, you can use the tensor product. Or the data. We can identify n by n over a as the nn tensor a. So tensor is just notation. For the convenience, just m by m over a. So that's a six algebra. So immediately come to the one lemma is that permission power of this one is the same as the tensor bundle of permission power. So what I mean is that they are just in the form of the you can add them up together. Actual real or doesn't matter, integer or doesn't matter. You can absorb in there. You can write everything just in those four. So stuff any Hermitian element there, or anything as a tensor factor, I pass the star of it. That's Hermitian. This I want to write down as Hermitian tensor Hermitian. The CB need not be Hermitian. I can write that as Hermitian. But this come out to be the two times, yeah, actually, C V there. So I need one half of it. Yeah, the constant cancel out, so the remaining term just extended the thing. Of course, this means that it's true for real, it's not true for real algebra. Okay, you try to work on real algebra, you can never get this kind of argument. But complex algebra, it turned out that Hermitian map do get the same as the real space. In general, I have a combinational term, so you can add up together to make a Hermitian. Switching it together, so we come to if I recent part, I can put a cone there. So one cone is that this one. The counterpart of Hermitian is not true. Actually, here it's just the same as the C element of the sum of the CJ cancel BJ. The finite sum of those four. I never come to B. AJ tensor. Yeah. So one natural subset there is defined like that. You take the sum of the tensor factor with positive element, tensor positive element. Okay, but on the other hand, I have always that's M by N over A. this algebra is the only way to define positive element. But it turned out this is inclusion. It's always proper, except it's any one, then you get equality, or A is commutative. In all other cases, they are strictly inclusion. One is bigger than the other. So the tensor become the thing is the sophisticated thing. The order structure cannot carry over by tensor feature. Okay, you cannot get it from this way. You have to build it by your own way to get past the element. For example, this is a Van 1 2 by 2 matrix, a 4 by 4 matrix. It's a Van 1 element. So it's a part semi-definite with eigenvalue 2 and 0. So this is saying just by definition. We define that as that, just this one. But it's at all. In the tensor part of the form, this is just the E11 tensor E11 plus E12 tensor E12 plus E21 tensor E21. Okay. Yeah. So this is a very light element. So in the positive matrix, it's the most simple form. You cannot write it as combination of other elements, except scale multiple of it. Extreme mode there. It's not sum of any other kind of Van 1 element except the same Van 1. This is extreme mode in the cone of the tube. On the other hand, this code is very simple. We know 2 by 2 matrix. Tensor will be 2 by 2 plus semi-definite matrix. Those ones, the extreme one must be Van 1 tensor Van 1. Okay, it must be single tensor vector. You cannot get combination. You get more, it won't be that. It's made up with Van 1 tensor Van 1, the combination of that. So extreme one of that must be Van 1 tensor Van 1. On this one, have fewer elements. In particular, extreme elements must be of the form. Of the form C tensor B, where C is positive, B is positive, both are Van 1. A Van 1, a plus semi definite matrix, 2 by 2 matrix. Now, the element I mentioned, you take four things together, not a single tensor factor. So it's not of those four. So it's outside this category, but it's outside this set. So it cannot be written in this part. So in part of 4x4 matrix, it has a more positive element than in this cone. So this shows that they are inclusion, they are different from each other. So let's, I want to set up with that. The five Bernoullian map. Then the mapping tensor volume identity keep the first factor no change. It's a linear mapping. So we then look further about how about Hermitian element or how about positive linear mapping and so on. If I Hermitian preserving, then it's still Hermitian preserving. Now that we got from my first lemma, the Hermitian part I can write in those four. So once preserve Hermitian, you keep on going through the tensor product structure. So it come out that that's true. If I have a positive linear mapping, so that means that if I have a positive cone to the positive cone, now if I tensor factor, that's most we can do. If we send this cone into that cone, obvious definition. But I will care about whether it's a positive cone or not. But this is not good for tensor structure. Go in there. So we apply to there may not be a subset. Also, this is bigger, okay? This is bigger than that one, but we don't have the conclusion because the linear mapping only good for A. Nothing about bigger algebra, you got more element involved, so you don't get that. By the way, if possibly a level, you must preserve Hermitian. So Hermitian part still be good, but come to all the structure may not be good. So we need our definition about complete positive and so on. The Messier positive linear mapping, when we put identity here, this is a positive linear mapping. In other words, you preserve the larger the order cone, you pass there. And phi is complete positive even only if the phi is n positive for all n. For all positive integer n. So immediately we come to the general structure theory. Complete positive map is the smallest, it's a set. You have those inclusions that here for n larger than 2. It's keep on larger inclusion, yeah, it becomes a many, many linear mapping. Example went on more than 30 years ago is that all those classes are different. The linear map. If you trace A, means the sum of the diagonals of A. So once again, this number, I means the identity. Now, sending the A to this minus A, when you check this mapping is M minus 1 positive. But not positive. But not M positive. So we come to different kinds of n, you do larger size matrix you can get. They're all different from each other. Now this may show that usually we make things like more complicated, we don't know how to classify positive mapping. It's harder to classify two positive mapping. Even harder to do three positive linear mapping. The cars are smaller, but even harder to write down what they are. Okay, even we don't know what positive mapping. The mathematical structure theory. Well, until that's in early 70s. The following are equivalent. Actually, let phi be if I be a linear map with B is algebra. Then the following conditions are equivalent. Five complete process. By the definition, yeah, for all tensors is positive. Now that's a complicated thing. Find n positive for the precise n there, the n given there. That's a little bit not so complicated, but still sophisticated. It's a hard attempt of positive mapping. But only for one n, instead of check all n. Number three is we know the matrix units of that. It's matrix from n by n matrix. So in particular, we look at if the n about to matrix unit Vij with one at the ij component. Actually, phi is defined by that. You know the matrix unit. But the matrix unit put it together, that's n by n matrix over its image. And this is an element in the cone. B. Yeah, and there's no need to emphasize tensor product structure now. I just put that here. On n by n over b, this positive element. I check one single element, see that that's the positive. Okay, it means that one can check it by at least by a finite process, just one entry, whether the element is positive in the bigger cone or not. That is the same, exactly the same as complete positive mapping. One reminder, how useful about this one. Of course, once you know the matrix unit, then we know how to apply phi to any element. Okay, so yeah. So to be complete positive or not, depending on whether it's in the order structure as a positive element there or not. As we also come to quantum computing, this result become important and useful. But given linear mapping, I want to get this map out. If defined like that, we want to find the entries of the phi and so on. Phi EAJ in this cone. That's a Sys algebra. So if any positive element in the Sys algebra must be in the form of square or positive element, or square or Hermitian element, or in the form of the Y star Y. Yeah, actually, I try to do it very general. Okay, if it's Y star Y, the Y must be in this one. Okay, this is it. This is M by M matrix over B. Because every positive element, it must be in this form, Y star Y. And it must be, yeah, every converse anything like this, we give you a positive element. So this gives a positive element for that one. So if you do this one, then we can figure out the computation. So basically, it depends on n square element there B. So this is, in other words, means that phi is determined by n square elements B1, Bij. Take out any n square element in this order, then it defines a linear, you define phi ij. Of course, you can use a different element, still define the same y star y. That make a little bit sophisticated. That means that you can get a different kind of b to determine the math. But at least, it's determined, but those n square elements will determine the bij. So once we get that, then we can easy to get back our phi. Once again, actually, it determined by that, you can see that it's all obvious that phi ij determined, so phi or any element is defined. So phi a, the sum of the k. Yeah, you can get it back by the way that on any A is of just of such form. So that means that the element the B's define the math A. I'm not going to do a general setup, so that in particular I want to go furthermore. Let's find the linear mapping here. To change complete positive, the special case, this M. Let B be M by M matrix, the special case of that. Let this be a linear mapping. To change complete positive or not, we check one element. Complete positive. So the CP map if only if that quasi element in M by MM matrix there. Any matrix here define the complete positive mapping. So now we want to write down the mapping in terms of this matrix. Let me write on a side. Each 1 by 50 matrix you can write as a bar matrix. It's a 1 by 5. You take 3 bars there. 1 by 5 matrix. Once you get this one, you can move this thing down. That's a 3 by 5 matrix. Okay, so you can take 1 by 15 mode matrix to a 3 by 5 matrix by just moving the you can move, change one to each other. But that I need for my computation. You can move it around. Change the matrix from this to that. So let me put in terminology there to go in the structure there. So why that? Event V be saying V star EIJ. Here is a 1 by and then here's a M by M. Here's M by M. So other market become to the each Y is the, so here that's the M by M. Each Y day is a 1 by M. So I keep the size all right, that's it. B, B star EIJ be B of this 4. You put on meter unit, that's the same as Y star YJ. That's the same as V star V. Okay, purpose I change the meaning of V star V to the VJ star EIJA. And I want to say that then say they are complete positive mapping, then there exists an M by M matrices. There exists, yeah, M by M matrices. VK such that the linear mapping is defined like that. Okay, I need furthermore how to get V. How do I get this kind? I change complete positive mapping to a mapping of this form. But this shows that what are complete small matrices very natural I can rethink about. Left right multiplied by something is complete positive. So what you get is nothing more than the summation of that. Okay, most simple kind of mapping are complete positive mapping. So even ignore all definition about tensor product, when we start with complete positive mapping, a definition like that for M by M matrix. Okay, most simple means just left one multiply something, and then combination of that. Okay, then it's for this kind of thing. So let me show you proof. And convince is also always, whenever this condition, you can check the condition, it's immediate, right? So the proof is that but this is a positive element there, so it's of the form. You may get this V1, V2, V, and matrix. Alright, so here's a matrix of, N, and M. NM by N matrix. You write as many row vectors. That's as many as the NM row vectors. So here the V1 star, VMM star, is of this form. When you do the mixed multiplication, first column times first row only. First column level times second row. Okay, so this is sum of the Okay, for any mixed body reason, just the first column times first row, second column times second row, the third column times third row. You never mix them up. Okay, so this part exactly the same as the V star K, VK. Now, V star VK, each one corresponds to something like that. The VK, VIJ, VK. Every small v corresponding one capital V by this kind of translation. Okay, so this is the same as that. I put down there, so come this far. Now, there's a VIJ is of the form there. The true for every EIJ, so true for any element. So phi A equal to that. And conversely also obvious, when you get this one, you can build up your whole matrix and get the whole thing. So that makes a very easy way there. For M by N matrix, we may start with simple definition. Only this kind of map can be positive. We don't care about any other kind of mapping or any sophisticated abstract mapping. So this class we can do everything well. Now let's speak for 10 minutes, then I continue about application. And also more general result for infinite dimensional K, we need sign spin direction theorem. this is the method compute plus name from M by N to M by N. The same pool can work by M by N to B of H. Someone minimize that. The linear map from M and B is complete plus if only if the this matrix is partial element. So that turns out by the same proof as here, if only phi had a structure. But now you may allow infinitely many. The VK must be of the right size matrix. M by infinity. The infinity should be the size of the matrix. You make an uncountable many large size. The coordinate wise, right, to make it multiplication and come to the end. And the spinning sum could be in the sum product topology. In strong operator topology. The proof is exactly the same as before. Only thing here, I come to V of H, that's a big Hilbert space. Actually, without no generality. H is L2. Of course, you can put many, many called L2, then you put the more summation. You can uncount many. But we see the L2, you come to infinite matrix. In that case, on this one, you still write it as V. At some time, the sum of it. This means like infinite matrices, row matrix, infinite size. Okay, again, there's computation for each one. Still among the same thing, you get all results the same. So this can carry over to B of H. But it cannot carry over to general B. With general B, I don't know its meaning, for it's a thin column, has no meaning. Okay, so it won't work for N by N to B, you don't have this kind of thing. Okay, because that very thin column has no meaning. Single row matrix has no meaning for the there. Yeah. But anyway, that's come. Now, of course, this only works for the N by N. If the domain is not N by N matrix, there's no simple way like to check that, complete positive. Okay, so you may come with just, you need a definition to say something is complete positive. But we still have structure theory. But at least we don't have the easy way to check the entry-wise like that. What do you check anything is positive? You don't have simple thing like this, right? So we come to sign spinning theorem, become the structure theory. For the it's easy the way that we know what kind of math can be positive. So, okay, then you don't care about definition to get out some tensor product to be positive or not. Let me do something with a quantum computer. Before there's something about quantum mechanics, there's something there called quantum information. But then later on, the realization as a quantum computer come out. I divide was a one qubit computer. One qubit computer. It was realized in 1997. Yeah, that means people, if this is happy, that means that their dream can become true, 1997. Okay, later on, and the 12 qubit is the most recent one. Oh, 06, that's the May. And David Cliff showed me what is the 7 qubit computer. If something looks like cylinder shape, you can put your person in. Yep, that means not too big anyway. You can put the person in. That's it. If you solve some more problem in complete possible mapping, then maybe you're able to reduce that to a notebook computer. But that you need to do more work. That problem make it simple or not. But David could not tell me how to size 12 qubit. He has no idea. Just to use it in a way. Or maybe just in theory. In principle, you make it up, but not functioning yet. So anyway, you want to get a, what's a qubit computer? You want to get a commercial package or one qubit computer. What you get will be one qubit computer. You need the adapter, the USB adapter. Sort of called qubit external quantum drive. Maybe a USB adapter, so you attach to your PC computer, you need adapter, okay? And then plus a S to input, as thick as an apple or an orange, that's the input. That's become quantum input. Let me put that. S2 is quantum input. So what I mean is that instead of using keyboard, okay, forget about keyboard, you got a ball. That's S2. Okay, of course you need external drive to put in, attach to your PC, otherwise I cannot work anyway, okay? So if touch this one, it will show the map Ontario come out. It makes smaller than Toronto. Even smaller, it comes to Fields Institute. Even smaller, you can see us showing in the computer. That's the input system. Okay, instead of the discrete input. But that's only one qubit. One qubit computer will be such as the input become like that. So let me explain what they are in mathematical language. The language changed very much because before the physics people do your own language, but then computer science cannot understand it. They change all terminology completely to fit in the computer science field. Let me show you what's the one bit. number is a binary integer. Probability. If probability is 1. If it's 1 button, you push it or not, 0 or 1, let it in or not, the probability could be any real number from 0 to 1. So that's 1 bit. A 3 bit. You have 3 buttons. Each one can put on and off. So there are 2 to the power 3, 8 cases. So 0 1 to 0 1. 2 to the power 3 cases. 0 1 call 0 1 call 0. That 3 bit, the same. Okay. Now I want to. And nowadays we come to. Yeah. So the M bit. 0 1 to power n. When our n is up, usual PC, n equal to 31. The 2 to the power 31 is the 10 gigabyte. Is it 10 gigabyte? No. 2 to power, no. I don't want 2 to power, 2 to power 30, let me think. 2 to the power 30 is the 1 gigabyte. Okay, your memory runs so many. That means this, that's the input system. However, let me remind you, it's not easy to make this input. It's very impossible, it's impossible even to put 30 keyboards. You can pass some a key at the same time. Usually you don't do it. Okay? So you may still go back to the old time, you have a punch card. It's one row with the 30 holes, either in and on. Either through or not through, that's the input. Okay? Right now, your keyboard system will not allow you to pass even 2 keys at the same time, except special keys. So, in principle, if you try to make this usual thing, it's very hard. The 30, you make it, you can pass the key simultaneously. Usually, they don't do it like that. But still, in theory, we try to say it like that. So, how's the matrix come out? If one bit corresponds to a random one diagonal 2x2 projection, projection matrix means the eigenvalue is 0 or 1. We let that correspond to there. Diagonal 2x2 projection matrix. That means 1000 or 0001. Ran one diagonal 2x2. Yeah, that's all. Either this or that. Okay, that's one big computer. Then 3-bit corresponds to ran one diagonal 8x8 projections. We want to run one diagonal matrix. That's projection, that means only one there. Okay, there's zero others. I want diagonal too. Run one diagonal matrix. So this is a tensor product. You put 3 or 3 into tensor product there. So you got 8x8 matrix. Yeah, I mean tensor product of 3 matrix. each is this or that. Yeah. Okay, it looks very stupid to use a matrix, really. Okay, well, I don't mean the diagonal. But the way I put in there, I allow the room for us to put in the quantum computer in. We could go along to non-diagonal thing. So what's n qubit now? One qubit corresponds a point on S2. Here I don't have matrix here at this moment, okay? The pivot is a position on S2 as an electron can move in any direction. To move freely. I mean in any direction, so the S2 means, okay? So you can move any direction as you like, that's become the S2. So what's S2 in mathematics? A 2 by 2 matrix. If S2 can be realized just the S squared plus Y squared plus Z squared into 1, that can be realized as a 2 by 2 matrix with X, Y, Z in this form. But this, as we realize, this is a good matrix. These are all ran 1. They are linear independent. A post semi-definite. They are ran 1 projections, 2 by 2 projections. The square of it is the same as itself for any of those 2 by 2 matrix. Conversely, any 2 by 2 matrix with eigenvalue 1 and 0, Hermitian element, they must be one of those four. Okay, so that we make identification. We all ran 1 2 by 2 projections. That's the same as all one-dimensional subspaces. C2. Your projection projects to one-dimensional space, so exactly any subspace there. You classify them one-dimensional space. However, you see in the beginning, people in physics, they had to say in terms of S2. The people in general engineering, they can never understand what subspace, linear subspace or C2, one-dimensional. They know R4, four-dimensional. They understand two-dimensional subspace of R4, but they don't understand complexification, yeah, as a linear subspace of that one. Most engineering cannot understand what it is. Even they said they understand it. They cannot put in application, okay? So the best way is not to say this way. I would say a matrix. That's something you can see. So along this line, we come to the density matrix. So the best symmetry are the complex combination. A complex combination of Riemann projections. And that's the same as post-semi-definite matrices or trace one. Okay, so we come to I see that's the same in the 2x2 matrix case. Oh, here I allow to more general, but in 2x2 matrix, this is exactly the same one half of the combination of everything is 1 minus x, 1 plus x. That is the solid sphere. Instead of S2 outside, inside there, that's S2, okay? But that's one key big thing come in. The solid ball with S2 as boundary. Yeah, that's something we can do everything for the quantum computer. We come with our n qubit. N qubit is n qubits. One dimensional subspace as a compact subspace of CN. As simple as that. So projectively know what it means. Okay? But the people of C to power 2n. You may mean it mathematically, but this is exactly the same as when you come to real computation, so Riemann projections as a matrix, a Hermitian matrix, with one and zero eigenvalue. When one is only one eigenvalue, one, the all other zero. When one projections is M2M by 2N. So when you come to 12-bit computer, the size is very big. One qubit is just like that. You think of one qubit is very powerful already, but that's not true for computer science, they don't agree. They think this is more this far more computer than S2. S2 is in mathematical is a trivial thing. That's more computer. You're much more combinatorial thing than in 2 to the power 30 than S2. Okay, S2 is too like simple of the anime. Even you got uncanny many points. However, when you come to this, it's far more now. It's a Riemann projection and 2N by 2N matrix. Okay, instead of diagonal, and allow it to be non-diagonal, so different just that. This could be non-diagonal projection. If diagonal, just be exactly one at one entry. Something there. So Riemann projection. One thing is very hard is that people will misunderstand that. It's not the same as that. So come to this one. It's not the tensor product of an N matrix. Where each is a Riemann 2x2 projection. That makes it hard. That's a mathematics we understand well. We got more projections, not mixing with the tensor part away. So in other words, when I come to 2 qubits, I cannot use 2 orange, one after the other. for the input. You cannot do it. Okay, but for diagonal one, the bit, you can change it. Okay, you use the button to press twice, once this one, the next time. The same as two buttons. Okay, you can, sequential doesn't matter. But here, transport won't work. So even two keeping computer is too complicated. You need the matrix theory to work out. So what is the quantum channel? Quantum channel means that I send input to input, send information in information. So best easy way is identity mapping, but that will be useless. Okay, you send the matrix exactly as what you want to other people. The identity mapping is a good mapping, but certainly most people we don't use it. You need other mapping the other people cannot see. So a quantum channel. Complete post-linear map. From end to end to end to end. Such that five preserved traces. The traces. But the structure theory, I will tell you that this is the same as that. By sort of theory that to preserve trace, I need one mechanism, some of VJ star VJ is I is 1. So that the trace of phi A is the trace of A. That's extra condition there. So what's the math algorithm? Let me just say this very quickly. What's quantum computing set up is that two qubit space. The system qubit space usually five dimensional. In the beginning of one qubit computer, just only two dimensional. Its environment, the environment of the space. This is the space. This dimension of the environment is larger than dimension of the system space. Environment is much bigger. And this is how you find that. So in this case, we come to what's the quantum operation? As a quantum operation, just the same as a quantum channel. Okay, they're the same, they're different. What's the quantum channel? It's a linear map. Phi. from the system space to the system space. Such that fighting search traces, you need a condition because the trace are the property we want to keep that, keep the trace. Another property is that the identity function tensor phi from environment state tensor, environment space HS. It's positive. Now, as positive level is really complicated, of course, it just at that definition, then we can no way to find out anything. But however, by our structure theory, that means the phi is the k positive, where the k is bigger than of the Hilbert space of H. But one result I mentioned that whenever that is large enough, it must be complete positive. Because the important this space of dimension larger than that, okay? So at least as the n positive, as the dimension E, but n is larger than dimension of the system space. So it cannot be complete positive. So by structure theory before, so when many to set up, they did not turn out, they turn out be phi must be complete positive. Yeah, that turned out to be many, many reasons how people work on that matrix there. So many questions become to the complete positive mapping become realization is that given complete positive mapping, how can I find inverse? That means I send that information to you, how you get better information back. That become more concrete problem on it. Or more precise question that you don't find inverse on the whole thing. You only find inverse on the subset, on the subspace. Okay, that's more meaningful question. Many mapping is not one-to-one, cannot get back it. But you want to get partial information to get back it. So this kind of more about structure theory about that. But anyway, I still want to say one more thing, the science thing. Now for general C algebra, infinite dimensional C algebra, not easy to define the complete positive, you may use the definition. One easy way is that it's star homomorphism, that's complete positive. We preserve for all H-big structure. Okay, they're too good. But this is a complete positive mapping. Or another way we say the A representation is star representation of A on the Hilbert space. These are good. Another thing is that the map of the farm. A is B side AB, we appropriate B. This map is complete process. So the scientists here said that these are the things we need for complete positive method. We just use that. Okay. For fundamental case, we don't need any representation, okay? You can ignore this part. We want this kind of mapping. The combination of that are all complete positive. But even in the main case, I need one more thing. I want this kind of representation. It may change the look of A completely, but still, it's a modificated thing. So the science, the theorem. If I talk about that 5D complete positive mapping from the C subject A to B of H. Now here I image you, I must need B of H. Just C subject B is not good. Okay, of course your B can put in B of H to get result. But not anything you can bring it back to original B. So I need B of H to do it. Then there exists a Hilbert space K and a bound operator V from H to K. Such that it is decomposition one thing, one is the representation, the other one just left right modified V, and that's all that thing. Just a symbolic tensor product notation together as a linear space. There has to be a linear space of this one, open complex field. There has to be this one. It's endowed with such quite linear form. So we apply the phi to A through psi A1, and then in the product with the vector, I mean psi 2, for any tensor pattern like that. Now, any element is a combination of that, so we can extend the definition this way there. Now, one thing immediately is that phi is complete positive. implies that this is semi-definite. The positive semi-definite. So almost a hyperspace or in a polar space, only thing you may get zero vector. So divide out the zero vector, we get in a polar space. And then we get, so this one, divide out by the kernel. Is an inner polar space. So I want a Hilbert space. I take the completion of that. Be the completion of the P of the inner polar space. Be the completion. That's a Hilbert space. So only thing I still have to define pi and so on. Divide LA as a left multiplication. On A. So in other words, LA X just say AX. LA, AX. Just AX on that space. So in this way that A to LA tensor with identity works well. It's an algebraic. Homeomorphism. From A to the linear space to S, or as the algebraic as well from there. Okay, only thing I need more kernel, I can still keep the algebraic structure. I mean the most important, I will keep the structure there. Okay, so that I keep the, and then Q of the state, okay. So this is one pi from A to V of K. And this work on that state, but that state you also kill the kernel. So we can preserve the algebraic structure of the kernel. So final thing, I need one more thing is that V from H to K define V from the any vector identity tensor the vector I is in the algebra, so this one plus the kernel. I mean, plus the null state as the inner polar state, or the y that is equal to 0. Yeah, then you can check that all result true. Okay, but this kind of result that people know in pure algebraic setup. Okay, we about CSR algebra theory. is long before that. Mapping can be do this kind of thing. But for Swiss algebra, everything extra, we have to do it for the inner product part to get a Hilbert series back in the structure. Otherwise, the same kind of a presentation theory to do it. Or if phi are good that you don't take the kernel, then of course you can just get the mapping without taking the kernel. It's just a regular representation that will be good for the purpose. So only here, furthermore, is the kernel. Yeah, so that's all I want to say. And next week, can we do something more on other topic? Yeah, the star, yeah, the star make it subscribe linear.
So where are you getting the star on the Hilbert space?
Okay, no. The A2 are the Swiss algebra. Yeah. So Swiss algebra, you don't have the A2 star.
That is right.
That's right.
No, but why is
the A2? Okay, those are vector. You apply the vector. Okay, the vector in this form. This is an operator. That's a vector. The vector, you inner product, that this means same inner product on the other side. Okay, I use the notation like that, yeah. Okay, this is exactly the inner product on the other side, okay? That means you want to polymerize on there. At the star here, there's a star here. That's right, you can start, that's right, yeah.
And then Xi2.
That's right, yeah. Or mathematical, whenever you see anything, you can move this one to the other side. Okay. Yeah. I mean, in the symbol, the matrix notation, they don't care about put this way.
Mm-hmm.
They all move the same there.
Okay.
Then there you say in a, yeah. Then the inner part defined as just like that. Or whenever inner part, you don't move it to other side. That means you don't put the bracket there.
Yeah.
Or define that like that because there's a vector. You do the other way, right? The column vector, row vector. You can check that subscribe linear in one variable and on the other variable, yeah.